Just in a moment, we'll be singing number 915, the song that's been selected. This morning, we have decided to talk about teamwork. Abe and I, we kind of work together as a team to talk about teamwork. But before we get started with the lesson today, one of the things I like to mention just about teamwork is, as I present the lesson, if I present anything that's false or wrong or whatever, I expect somebody to come and tell me as a part of the team here, saying, you know, Kyle, you did this wrong. You might want to think about this. You might need to study this more. I really hope that we can work together as a team, to kind of approach things that way. And to kind of talk about teamwork, you know, I talk about my daily job as being a professor, that I get up in front of people every minute of every day just about it, to get up and talk to people. And Roger really hit it on the head this morning when we were in class. He said, you know, sometimes leading a Bible class, when you know the members of class may know more than you, it's kind of intimidating sometimes. So I like to kind of just mention that, especially as I get into this lesson, that we are this team, and we all work together studying the Bible. And when I get up and teach at school, normally the students have no idea about what I'm presenting. It's the first time that they're learning it. And that's so different between getting up here and preaching where, people, I know that there's people in the audience that know a lot more than me about these subjects. So that's why I always like to present things in a way that if I've mentioned anything or I say anything out of place, please let me know, because that's what I think is part of teamwork. Now, one of the things I did with the word teamwork is I kind of separated the two. Back when I was actually putting this lesson together, I just had teamwork as two separate words. And I was like, that's the first thing that somebody's going to tell me when I step down was, you know, teamwork is one word. So I just wanted to separate them just to kind of show that we're going to be talking about teamwork, team, and work kind of together. So Abe already started us off this morning by reading Ecclesiastes 4, and that's where we got a lot of our text that we've already kind of went through this morning. But some of the things I'd like to think about this morning is, if you just closed your eyes and you just thought of the word team, like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of the word team? Kind of give everybody a second. So when you think of the word team, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Well, I bet a lot of people are going to have some sort of sports that's going to come to mind. Right? When we think of a team, we think of sports. Now, depending on if you like baseball or if you like basketball, depending on whatever sport you like, right, that's what comes to mind. And when I was thinking about this up here, team, sports actually didn't come to my mind. It wasn't until Jenna said, well, like a sports team, I was like, oh, yeah. Sports and teams, right. Some might know I'm not really into sports all that much. And I was thinking that, Brady probably already knows more about sports right now than I probably will my entire life, is what I was thinking. So a lot of people think of sports when they think of teams. And one of the things that Jenna mentioned that I was thinking too is that, like, an orchestra would work as a team. That orchestras work together to make music. They do this as a team. Each person has their own piece, but yet it comes together to make music. And sadly to say, the first thing that I thought about when I thought of teams was company organizational structures. I get really excited about all this kind of stuff. For years, I worked as a part of a team. I was part of a network operations center. I worked with 10 people that was a part of a team. And we had other people that were part of other teams. And as soon as we hired somebody, the very first thing we did was go introduce them to the other teams. Because if something happened, they would have to go work in that team. They needed to know who was a part of those teams and what those teams did. So I love company organizational structures, the way teams are broken down, the way people are broken down into individual sections to make a company work, because there's all of these individual pieces of a team that makes companies work. So, like I said, sad to say, that was the very first thing that came to my mind. But when I think of business and company structures and stuff, I think of those motivational pictures that people have hanging on the walls. And this is one of them. This is a famous saying, coming together is a beginning, keeping together is a process, working together is a success, I believe this was put together by Henry Ford. I believe that was his quote. So you always see these pictures as teamworks. This is the one my boss used to have on his desk, and it said, "Teamwork, a few harmless flakes working together can unleash an avalanche of destruction." So those are some of the things that we have to think about with teamwork, because I was thinking of the Tower of Babel, right, that we just were talking about, that the Tower of Babel was people came together for the wrong purpose. It was the wrong things. God had a different plan for them. So that was the part of teamwork that I was thinking with that. Also with the lesson today, me and Abe work together with teamwork. And, you know, this is even our emails back and forth with each other, right? We work together as a team in order to do this. So I just wanted to show that there was teamwork here because I already knew the passages that Abe was going to say this morning. Therefore, that helped me plan for my lesson, and we were able to do this as a team. So, let's look at the definitions of teamwork. We've kind of already thought of what team means to us, what we think about when we think of the word team. But let's look at team and then work and then teamwork. It'll kind of put everything in a little bit of perspective for us. So let's look at the word team. A group of players forming one side in a competitive game or sport. And we can also use that as a verb, coming together as a team to achieve a common goal. That is a team. Now let's look at work. So when we look at work, activity involved a mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. And I wanted to point this out real quick, that it says mental or physical. And I was actually thinking when we're working for the church, studying, you know, as we study, that is mental work. So that's a part of our definition of work. So studying and all that kind of stuff is a part of our definition of work. Now, it's as a verb. It basically all means the same pieces here. But these are all of the pieces that put together the word work. Now, if we put them together as team work, we've already seen what it makes a team. Now what we see when we put it together as a teamwork is the combined action of a group of people, especially when effective and efficient. So we're coming together to be effective and efficient as teamwork. Now, we've already seen some of the things that we put together this morning about examples of working together as a team to solve certain issues or to build certain places. But let's look at a few things. Now, there's a few things that come to mind when I think of teamwork. Now, let's think of the days maybe when you guys were back in school. Thinking of working as a team, or with work if you worked as a team. Now, some of you might think of good experiences. Maybe right off the bat, you're like, working with this team was great. And when I think of working with good experiences, I think of teamwork as putting together maybe a large structure. I have been a barn raising here. What was really funny was when I was looking for a picture to have a good experience of teamwork, I was also going to pick bees making honey and geese flying. It's really funny. And I happened to pick this one just to kind of show a whole bunch of people working together. They're coming together to make a barn. This is good work. Everybody's working hard together. This is a great experience. Now, on the other hand, a lot of people might have some bad experiences with teamwork. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I was in school, it seems like I was always placed on a team that I did all the work. I was placed on a team, and then the teacher would pick out other people for me to be in the team, and I just look back and I'm like, I know I'm going to have to do everything here. And that's the sad part about teamwork, that we know that we might have some bad experiences with this teamwork, or if I was placed in a team, there was somebody that instantly took over as being leader, and they just told everybody else what to do. They didn't really do anything as a part of the team. They just took over and said, this is what should happen. This is what we should do. And I've worked for people like that. And speaking of which, I had a friend that worked with me send me this picture, and I thought it was pretty funny, because he was kind of showing how we were being treated at this company that I worked for. He was like, here's what we have, but this is what we want. So instead of just a boss telling us to keep pulling him, right? A leader is out front pulling with us. And what I always think is funny by this little graphic is these people are just a little bit more happier than these people. They have a little bit of a smile. They're still having to do the work, but at least they have another person help pulling with them. And I know that I've done a lesson in the past about servant leadership. And then this graphic, to me, it shows that. And we have a leader that's actually pulling with us. We have a leader that's doing all of these things, that's setting all of these examples. We don't have a boss that's just pointing at us. We have this leader. And to prove this point, I want to take a look at some verses here. That we can't have a team without a leader. So we have a team leader that helps us. He's pulling with us and not just pointing, doing this and doing that. And I have some verses that's going to kind of prove this. So, of course, we have God as our leader. And I'd like to look at John 15 and 1. I'd like to read that real quick. And I have a few things underlined, but I kind of want to talk about that here in a second. So let's read 1 John 15, 1 through 8. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So let's think about that real quick. So we have God, which is our vine dresser, and we have the branches. So it also says that he takes these branches and prunes it. So I don't know if you guys know about pruning plants, but you prune plants by cutting dead pieces of it away, or you might even be cutting pieces of it that are growing, and you cut it back so it will grow more. I think of the sequoia trees. They actually secrete like an oil that actually catches them on fire, which is weird, but that helps them grow. And that's just a part of pruning. That's like a self-pruning thing they do. But when we talk about vineyards and the vine dresser, I know we've talked about this a little bit in the past, that a vine dresser actually is the person that does all of the work. So when we think of a vineyard, the vine dresser does all of the work. All of the vines do is bear fruit and grow. The vine dresser is the leader that does all of the work for these fruits. And with the rest of this, we can see how this is important to us. And starting in verse 3, it says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So we have this team, and we have this leader that is the vine dresser. Starting in verse 5, it says, I am the vine and you are the branches. So I just wanted to point out some of the things that I underlined here. It's interesting when you go back and you read through the text that there's a lot of reiteration that it's making sure that we understand exactly what this is talking about. And I underlined some of these pieces that he's really driving these points home. But he's mentioning these several times. He's even reiterating, this is how this is. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Or without me, you cannot do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they may gather them and throw them in the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask me that you desire, and I shall be done for you. By my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So let's just keep that in mind when we talk about a leader. This is a verse that has always really impressed me because I really didn't know that much about vineyards until I was with a leadership group and we actually went to a vineyard and we saw how much work it takes. As you can imagine, when vines grow, they don't grow naturally in rows. So when we think of a vineyard, it doesn't naturally just do this. There is a lot of work to get it to do this. Now, this is a vast vineyard here. And to think of all of the work that it would take to get all of these vines to grow perfectly like this, you actually have to prune them and you have to weave them. This would take years and years. I had a professor in school that actually inherited a vineyard, and he was actually really, really nervous about it because he knew how much work it would take in order to keep it. And I also have the definition of the vine dresser up top. And it's just the person who prunes, trains, and cultivates these vines. So we have our leader of our team that helps us with these paths, that helps us grow these ways, that we grow in ways of being a Christian. So I just thought that that image works with this leader so well because it takes a lot of work to maintain a vineyard. So in keeping in mind with teamwork, we've already touched on a few things this morning. We talked about the Tower of Babel, and I have down that God told everyone what to do, and they didn't obey what He wanted them to do. And the story of Tower of Babel has, you know, always thought about it quite a bit. When I was little, I've always thought that, you know, they were building this tower and God confused them because He didn't want them to build it all the way up into the heavens. And then I started learning about all the other things, and they're like, you know, they couldn't have got so high, they would have ran out of oxygen. You know, that's not the point of what they were trying to do. They were trying to do this to stay together, but God had already told them that they needed to spread, and they didn't do that. So they were trying to come together to work as a team, but we can see here from this example that if we come together to work as a team, we better be doing what God's telling us to do. Also, with Abraham and Lot. With this, Abraham and Lot sought new ground, right? They were already starting to spread over into each other's lands. It even says that the herdsmen were almost, you know, on top of each other, it seems like. So they needed to go different ways. And with that, in Abe mentioned about the wisdom of Abraham, he basically just said, if you go this way, I'll go the opposite way. If you go this way, I'll go the other. So that there was no, they weren't going to get mad at each other. They were just going to go their separate ways so they could have more land. And then they worked together as a team to kind of sort that out. Also, building of the temple. Everyone came together to do their part. Even from other places, they came together to do their part. And what I was thinking about with that graphic that I was showing earlier about, like, the boss, I don't know if you saw that those were logs across the bottom. That, you know, that's how they pulled a lot of those logs. And I could just imagine, you know, somebody just standing on top of the logs telling everybody that they needed a pool instead of being down there helping them pool. And there's a lot of things I thought about with building the temple, especially reading over these things. I've recently been reading about gold, and I didn't realize that there's only so much gold in the world to fill up like 3 Olympic-sized swimming pools. And the gold that would have went into this almost would have filled that up. So what would have happened to all that stuff? This is something that I've been thinking about recently, that everything that was given here and all those things, that no wonder there's so many treasure hunters out there, because a lot of the gold and things that are talked about in the Bible outweigh what we know of today. Also, building the walls of Jerusalem, and I'm glad that Abe kept using this word, ridicule, because they were ridiculed this whole time that they were putting this wall together. However, they came together and they accomplished it. And they accomplished it quickly. Quickly. So that's what I was thinking with teamwork with these pieces. Now, we see that these pieces all come together, and there's a lot that we can learn from each of these pieces as teamwork. There are some other pieces of teamwork that I often think. And Jen and I yesterday, we actually went to a wedding. So one of the things that I was thinking with teamwork is marriage. And I have the verse here in Matthew 19, 4 through 6, where it talks about marriage. And I was thinking about how much teamwork that goes into marriage and how much work and effort goes into it. Remember how we already defined the word work and what it takes to be in marriage. Because after you have a baby, there is a lot. There is a lot of work that goes into it, a lot of teamwork. We recently went on a vacation, and I took a suitcase about this big, and Emma had about 6 of those, and she's about this big. So there's a lot of teamwork involved with raising a baby, and I was actually thinking that the other day when we were putting Emma down to bed, and Jenna was like, I don't want to put her down while she's crying. And I'm like, I can put her down when she's crying. It doesn't bother me any. And I started thinking, you know, God has made us this way, that there is teamwork, that we come together as teams. When one person can't do it, the other spouse is there to help out with it. But I just thought I would add that picture of Emma, because there is a lot of teamwork to raise children, and even to bring them up in admonition and nurture them in God's Word. There is a lot of teamwork that's involved there. And also, raising a child, I thought of this a few different ways. I think of all of the verses and things that we have to do about not provoking your child to wrath and everything about raising our children. And my friend told me a story. He lived in downtown New York City. And when he was born, his dad passed away with like 3 or 4 years after he was born. And his little brother was coming up. And one of the things his mom did is she went around to all of their neighbors that were on the floor of their apartment, knocked on their door and said, "These are my two boys. You're allowed to whip them if you see them do anything wrong." And I was thinking about that it takes a team of people to help raise, to help nurture each other. And he's always joked about that. He's like, "I never would do anything wrong," because he's like, "I had like 100 people that were always watching me." He's like, he said he didn't remember if they ever did, whip him, but he was like, his mom would take him door to door with him and say, "These are my kids, whip them if you see something wrong." And that's all. I've always thought that was funny. So with teamwork, especially when we talk about it in services, I put together some of these verses to talk about teamwork, because we are a team working together, especially here in singing. I'm pretty sure you guys don't want me up in front singing by myself. I don't think anybody would really want that. So we come together as a team, and I have these verses right here that prove that we need to come together, because there's a big purpose in coming together as a team to worship. So, and it says that we come together with wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. So we are all acting on this. We are all being a part of this. I also have elders down here. And the whole reason that I have elders is that we see that there was never just a single elder at one place. We always see that there's elders. So I just wanted to mention that about elders, but I also wanted to mention that about deacons and bishops, because right here in this letter right here in Philippians 1, we see that it's actually addressed to the bishops and deacons, so that it wasn't just one. That's the reason that I have those verses there. It's just showing that there was a team to do this. And I was thinking of how important it is to be a deacon and an elder, that you might need to work together on certain aspects. You might need to go together to help someone. That if I just go, I'm just going with maybe my opinions or maybe what I've studied. But if I go with somebody else to help someone, we've doubled our efforts. And that goes back to Ecclesiastes 4, the whole subject matter of what we put together today. And also here in services, I just have Hebrews 10:24-25. And about our importance of our teamwork in our services, it says, "Let us all consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Now, there's a few other things discussed here, but I did wanted to mention this as teamwork. Because let's say if we were a sports team, and we got together and we didn't have a pitcher, we're not going to perform very well as a team. But when we come together in our services, we really do miss each other while we're gone. Even if we're just traveling or another congregation, or if we're sick, we really do miss each other, because we're coming together to perform as a team. And if we didn't perform our services right, if we weren't in the right frame of mind, I was talking in the kids' class the other night, and I was like, if you were playing soccer and if you were just standing out on the field not doing anything, are you actually being a part of the team? Are you just standing around? Are you not partaking in the game? And that's kind of how I thought about with our services, and especially this verse where it talks about stirring up love and good works with one another, assembling together. Also, with our Bible study, I actually thought of several verses to kind of go along with this after I'd already put this together. But here in Matthew 18 and 20, and this is something that we've used in other instances, but it says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst." So as I was thinking with a Bible study here, but as I already put all these slides together, but I was also thinking of the Ethiopian eunuch, where he was like, how will I learn unless somebody helps instruct me? And I was thinking how important it is for us to study with one another, that we can come together to maybe teach each other, to learn about more things. We can do that with teamwork. So what I've kind of come together with is that we need to work together to make this team. And if we look back at the definition of teamwork, it's the combined action of a group of people, especially when effective and efficient. So we're coming together to work as a team. Now, we also have a team name. I don't know if anybody's thought of this. We actually have a team name. Now, this team name is given to us, and we actually use this. It's not something that we really print on the back of our shirts. I don't have a shirt that's got my team name on it or anything. However, it's my actions that prove what team I'm on. And to kind of prove this point with our team name, of course, is Christians. That's the team that we are playing for. And with that, here in Acts 11, 25 through 26, we see the first time that they're called Christians. Right here. So is it that the whole year the assembly of the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. So we bear this name of our leader that has taught us these things, that we are actually performing these things for. We're coming to work together, to be a part of a team, to do teamwork as Christians. And I was just thinking that, as we're kind of bringing the lesson to a close, that it does take something to be a part of this team. We actually just joined two team members into our team not too long ago, Dustin and Philip, that now bear this name of Christian, that are a part of our team. But there are many others out there that we want to bring into this team, to be a part of this amazing team that works together. And not only the team that meets here, there's teams all over the world that meet together to do these same things. And of course, when I mean teams, is I mean fellow Christians, and that we're meeting together for this common good and for this common goal. And that goal is to get to heaven. So as we come together as a team, it's a lifetime of work to be a Christian. It's like a lifetime game that you're a part of to become a Christian to get to heaven. So in closing, there is some points that we have to make about becoming a Christian. And one of those is baptism. Of course, when we talk about Jesus giving us purposes of instructions that we're supposed to do as a team, we're supposed to go teach to the world. But as a part of that, we're also supposed to baptize as a part of this goal of being a team. So in closing, we're given instruction for our team. And that's in Matthew 28 and 19. It says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." So what are we supposed to do as a part of our team? We're supposed to go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you, even to the end of the age. Amen. So if you would like to become a part of the team, please come forward as we stand and sing number 915.